It's time for the Big Boy Sports Recap. Ready, Mark?
Hello, Marquette, Big Boy.
Last night's game, I wouldn't say I was overly entertained by it until the very end.
Yeah, it got pretty good at the end, but
it turned into the Carson Wentz, Zach Ertz show
yes.
at the end of the game, and then in overtime.
And did you see all the injuries to the receivers for the Eagles? Josh McCown, the quarterback, said he was ready to step in as a receiver.
Wow,
it was bad. Injuries. It was Alshon Jeffrey went out. Nelson Aguilar was already out. I mean, there's no names out there that you, so they just went to Ertz. Just kept throwing to Ertz.
Ertz.
And I would say Eli Manning looked great in the first half.
So he threw two touchdowns and actually became seventh on the all-time list, passing Ben Roethlisberger for passing touchdowns.
That seems so strange to me.
Right?
I mean, I don't remember him having huge, like, 40 touchdown seasons.
Yeah,
but he has 38. But he looked great in the first half and pretty darn pedestrian in the second half. He did not look good.
Philadelphia overcomes the New York Giants 23-17 in Monday Night Football.
In overtime.
What do you take away from the game last night?
That these are both bad teams.
That's what I was going to say.
The Eagles and Cowboys, whoever wins that division, is going nowhere.
I agree with you, and I just don't think Philadelphia is going to scare anybody. And obviously, the Giants are going nowhere.
And the Philadelphia Eagles have the easiest schedule in the NFL left. But they do play Week 16 at home against the Cowboys, which is basically for the division.
Right. Anything else you want to talk about with this game before we move on?
No, it's not much to talk about with this game.
Did you hear about the controversy again surrounding videotaping and the New England Patriots?
Yes.
This time in Cincinnati?
Taping the Bengals sideline. You know what's really weird? Who do the Patriots play next week?
I don't know.
The Bengals.
Really?
Yeah. They said it was for a feature. What is going on?
I just think it's kind of funny. Things that make you go,
A 10-3 team is videotaping a 1-12 team.
So let me just read the statement from the New England Patriots. They clarify videotaping at the Bengals-Browns game. We accept full responsibility for the actions of our production crew. Apparently, it was part of a feature called Do Your Job. What's your job? That's what I want to know. And it was a credentialed Cleveland authorized videotaping. Next.
Yeah, exactly.
Not really much else to say about that.
And Bill Belichick, we don't knowingly cross the line. We don't knowingly cross the line.
Wow.
A lot of little tidbits going on in the NFL. A lot of guys out for the year. Some big names. Calvin Ridley from the Falcons, out for the year. Mike Evans from the Buccaneers, out for the year. Who else you got? You had one, too.
I don't remember. Who was the center for...
The center for the 49ers,
yeah.
Out for the year. It was Rashad Penny.
That's right.
He's out for the year.
He's out for the year now.
Only 3 weeks left.
Seattle's got, Carson. He's a really good
running back. Carson's good. And Lamar Jackson is very limited in practice, and he has to play on Thursday. It's the Jets.
I don't think he's going to play. I think they're going to rest him.
Really think that?
I do.
Hmm.
We'll see. I might be dead wrong, but why would they risk it at this point? They have a very...
Because you want home field throughout the playoffs?
I don't think that's going to be a problem.
He's got 28 touchdowns and 6 interceptions.
They're going to beat the Jets.
He's the MVP of the league this year.
Did you hear about Mr. Khalil Mack?
No, I did not.
This is a great feel-good story. I love this. So, Khalil Mack decided in his hometown to go to Walmart, essentially. I'm kind of boiling this down here. And pay off all the layaways that anybody had on layaway at Walmart in his hometown.
Nice.
Over $80,000 worth of layaways.
Wow.
Making some very happy people at Christmas time.
Yeah, that's a cool story, actually.
That is a cool story. Because if you got to figure, most people that are putting things on layaway probably don't have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're budgeting to hopefully get this whatever TV for their family for Christmas, you know, and paying it off over time.
That's pretty cool then.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Red Wings, if you don't mind.
Yeah. What is there to talk about?
I just wanted to mention that they have a new goaltender getting his first start. His name is Eric Comrie. And when I read the story about it, he is so new and so unknown. They don't even have a picture of him.
Oh, perfect.
Like, they didn't even have a Grand Rapids Griffins picture of him. I don't know. So there's something interesting to pay attention to in the Red Wings game.
Yeah, and they're playing the Jets tonight, who are 18-10-2 in Winnipeg. Sounds like a pretty good chance of losing.
I wanted to also mention, did you hear about the Brewers have a possibility of getting two different Yankees this offseason? J.A. Happ has been talked about in a trade with the Brewers. Everybody believes that's all predicated on them signing Gerrit Cole, which looks like is inevitable.
Oh, I don't know if it's inevitable. I saw yesterday that the Angels are really going after him, too. So
he's going to be way north of that $300 million Mason-Dixon line.
He's going to be more than Strasburg. Yes, I agree. Strasburg was $245 million.
But J.A. Happ is no, you know, that's a good veteran left-handed pitcher.
Yeah. And I'll take any starting pitching right now for the Brewers. Any.
Brewers are also interested in Didi Gregorius, which would be a nice addition after they lost Moustakas, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to the Heisman finalists.
All right. Who are they?
They announced.
Real tough to guess, I'm sure.
Well, I'll let you guess one. Front runner.
Burrow?
Yep. Joey Burrow's for LSU. Definitely the front runner. Also listed as finalist, Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields, Oklahoma quarterback Jalen Hurts, and
Alabama's quarterback.
Yeah, he did transfer. And then Ohio State defensive end and hopefully future edge rusher for the Detroit Lions, Chase Young.
Give me a break. Come on. There's 32 teams. Yeah, he's going to go to the Lions.
The Lions, right now they have the third pick in the draft.
That's pretty bad.
Third pick in the draft.
They're a bad team.
So you got to look at the two teams ahead of the Lions right now, and are they going to take quarterbacks?
Well, here's a little homework for you. When's the last time the Heisman was won by someone other than a quarterback?
Ooh, that's a great question.
I think it was Derrick Henry, actually.
I think you're correct.
I think I might be right. I'm right about something.
Big Boy Sports Recap, ready, right?
Marquette Big Boy.
Catch you tomorrow.
All right. See you tomorrow.